Welcome back, real estate rock stars. Here's what you can expect to learn in today's show. How to time block and prioritize that massive to-do list of yours. How to get 100 plus inbound referrals off social media in the next 12 months. How to convert the people who like your posts and watch your stories on Instagram, and smooth scripts shared throughout. Today's guest is Rachel Adams Lee out of Northern California, the Sacramento area. And this show is jam-packed. So if you normally listen on 2x speed, you probably won't need to on this episode. Rachel's been an agent for 12 years and this past year closed $60 million in volume. And she also runs a team, specializes in social media. She does coaching. She's on YouTube, you know, all the freaking things. So, real estate rock stars, let's welcome Rachel Adams Lee. What does time blocking mean to you and your business?
So this is the deal. Like, I am a working mom. I've got three kids. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old. They say if you want to get something done, you give it to someone busy, right? And so for me, like, everything in my world rises and falls with time blocking. And I know for me, like, we had over 100 referrals come through last year through social media. So I have to show up on social media. However, I would wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is I'd start scrolling when I'm laying in my bed and I see like a mom that just made her kids handmade lunch. And I'm like, oh, good for you. And someone else who just like drank their green smoothie and got off the treadmill. And I'm like, meh. And then someone else who like sold their 100th house and it's March and you all of a sudden you feel bad about yourself, right? And so I was like, I have to find a way to be able to like get my word out there, contribute to my community. And for me, like, I focus on two types of referrals when I'm doing social media or just real estate in general: agent to agent, so building relationships with agents around the country, but then clients in my community, like truly being that local market expert. And so like what I do is I always go, okay, like, every Sunday, I look at my week coming up and I'm like, what do I have coming up? And then I love to say, what can I cancel? Because I feel like we have a lot of things, like realtors are so good at like being busy, but like actually getting nothing freaking done. And so I'm like, what appointments do I have that I don't actually need to do? What could I do through like a Zoom call that doesn't need to be in person? Because I'm all about trying to get more time back. And, you know, truth be told, for I'm 39 right now, I'll be 40 this year. And so much of my life has been like, I have an appointment at 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, then 5. And I'm not even giving myself time to like pee or breathe or eat. Like, you know what I'm talking about. And so I really am intentional with my time blocking to like get the priorities done. So I look at my day and I'm like, what has to get done today? I have to make sure I have time for lead generation, because what I do today, I get paid 90 days from now. Some days my lead generation is social media. Some days my lead generation is calling expired listings. Some days my lead generation is circle prospecting for a listing that I just sold. So I have like, I do theme days. So 5 days a week, I have like different themes that I do lead gen, because I get sick and freaking tired of it and I don't want to do it. And so I am really intentional on like what I'm saying yes to, what I'm saying no to. I prep on Sunday. So I look at the week coming up. I cancel whatever I don't have to do. And then I make sure that when I'm blocking, the morning is all the stuff that like I don't really want to do, like my lead generation, but the things that pays my bills. I also make sure like in the morning time, I get my social media. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that like we went from like 11,000 followers to like 24,000 last year. And they're engaged, intentional relationships. We don't pay for followers, but it is, I time block for like the morning. So before my kids wake up, I get my reel done and posted. And then I give myself like 15 minutes to scroll and see what's up with the world. And then I get my kids up and I start the day. And like my afternoons are reserved for team stuff and appointments. Like I just right now, right before I got back with you, I had a listing appointment. But you know what? I made sure that I had enough time to drive to the listing for a half hour, do the appointment for an hour, give myself a full hour when I came back, because I knew that I needed to make sure like my Wi-Fi and everything else was dialed here. And so it's like, as long as you can look at it as a whole and be like, okay, where's my breathe time? Where's my drive time? And like 3 days a week, I go to the gym. And so I make sure that like things that are a priority, come in. And I think too often we're like, okay, let me just, let me make sure that I time block for that. And people don't know what it means. And they have things in their calendar that aren't actually important. And so every moment that I'm away from my kids, I better be making money or doing something that like fills my soul. Otherwise, why the heck are we doing it?
Oh my God, there was so much information, Rachel, out the gate. Okay, well, question real quick, because you mentioned—
Welcome to the podcast.
No, I love it. Seriously, this is my favorite. Okay, so you mentioned you never skip lead gen, which is funny. Like if you're a gym goer, you never skip leg day, but you never skip lead gen. And you said that you have themed days for this and you mentioned socials, expired, circle prospecting. Do you do, what are the other two if you're doing it 5 days a week? And how long are you doing lead generation per day?
So at a minimum, 2 hours. So I started my business in 2012 and I had never gone on a listing presentation, had a buyer, like none of that. I started my business door knocking 200 doors a week and doing 3 open houses every single week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 200 doors, 3 open houses, and I didn't sell any homes for the first 4 months. But I sold 39 houses my first year. Then 109 the next, then 123. So 3 years in, that's when I hit Wall Street Journal's top 1,000 agents in the country. And honestly, like when I was brand new, I was like, I don't know how to do this. So I'm going to like become obsessed with script practice. So like literally 7 days a week, I practice my scripts. I practice my objection handlers. And when I knock those doors, door knocking and open houses is another one of our theme days. When I'm doing that, I'm intentionally like, I'm like, give me a freaking objection. I just went on a listing appointment and I brought 2 agents with me to shadow. And they're like, she didn't even ask you. It was like a $1.1 million listing. And they're like, she didn't even ask you about the commission. Like you closed her. She gave you the key, but she didn't even ask you. And I was like, well, I gave her a net sheet and I put it on there. But the thing is, when you're so crystal clear on what you, the value that you offer, I tour the property. I ask where they're moving to so I get the motivation dialed in. Then I give all my value in the listing presentation and then we go over in the net sheet and then they sign the contract. So like if you can overcome every objection before they even have it, then they don't have the objections. And they're like, she literally, like, they're like, what about, like, we're so stressed for her to talk about the commission and she never did. And I was like, right. I was like, but we shared the value. And then I did, she was in the kitchen and they're like, she never even asked you. I was like, by the way, and I told her what I'm charging her. And she's like, okay. Like, and it's not always that way. But I think when you're so aware of how, what you do and how you do it and the consistency, like I do those theme days because I don't want to get bored. And if I did social media every day, I think I'd get a little bit bored. I like the belly to belly, the conversations in front of people. And there is no better way. Like new agents come to me all the time. And they're like, I want to be successful. What do I do? And like, you need to do open houses every weekend. You need to dominate social media, right? Like you need to master your database, the people who like you, who love you, who want to refer business to you. Like I think of my business like the legs of a chair. So like any agent that coaches with me, I'm like, think your business like the legs of a chair. If you have 4 legs to your business, that chair has a strong foundation. What's the strong foundation of your business? Only one gets to be your database, the people who like you, who love you, who want to refer business. And then 2 through 4, you get to choose. On my team, it's their database, open houses and door knocking kind of counts as one because we do lead gen around the open house, right? And circle prospect. Then we have social media. They actually have to sign a social media addendum to be on my team because like we're so dialed in with social. And then online leads, because I do provide online leads for my team. When they show up, when they do the things they need to do, I then unlock my side and give them leads. But I think the theme day, if you're not doing that, like I highly recommend it because then you're not like, oh God, I have to call another person. It's like, no, I get to do this today or this today. And then it keeps it fresh.
Okay. So before we move on to something else, I got to know what the social media addendum is.
Oh yeah. Okay. So on our team, so we have, my husband and I have a company called Get Social Leverage where we provide weekly reels for realtors. And we have like a, we do areas you serve with like a whole thing. However, for my agents coming on my team, every Monday we do a team call. We see something great that happened over the weekend. We set our goal for coming up for the week, and we set our three social posts we're going to make that week. Now, why would I ask them the three social posts they're going to make? Because I want them being proactive. I want them looking at where they have opportunity to capture content. So every agent who joins my team, because social is such a big piece of my world, they all take my social training. And then their addendum says they will post at least three times a week. So they will do two personal posts, one business post, and they post their weekly reel. Now, their business post, I'm a control freak and I create it for them so they don't have to think about anything. So really all they have to do is record the content for the weekly reel, but I tell them exactly what to do and I edit the entire thing for them. They just have to literally like smile at a computer typing for 7 seconds and they send that to my team and we do the whole thing. So really all they have to do is their two personal posts. But the like for new people that are like, I don't know how to do social, I'm like, start with just two personal posts a week and one business post. Like that's how you can start just getting your word out there and like starting to get to know people.
And getting more comfortable in putting yourself out there. Cause I feel like that's such a hurdle in the beginning. It's just like, I'm going to post this and everyone's going to see it and they're going to think that I'm crazy and they're going to unfollow me and I'm going to die. So there's like this like black hole, you know, thing that happens. And so just like consistently getting it out and that reinforcement of like, it's okay. And actually positive things will come from this. So helpful. But question for you, said they have to post. What is defined as a post? Is that a story or is that like something on their feed?
So they're grid posts. So like stories are, the current algorithm wants you to do 10 stories within 24 hours, like to hit the numbers, right? To get in front of your audience. For them, a post is an actual post, like on your grid post. So that means it's well thought out. So like whenever I coach anybody on social, I tell them to pick five pillars. Five things that they're passionate about, because reality is people might find you because you're in real estate, but they stick around because of who you are and how you make them feel. Your social media actually has nothing to do with you. It's how your social media makes somebody else feel, right? And like, I feel like I have so much ridiculous content in my life because I'm always doing weird things and falling over and making like kind of an ass of myself sometimes. And I'm like very self-deprecating. So I'm like, hey, this was ridiculous. Let me tell you what happened. But it's also real and relatable, right? And so I tell everyone to pick five passions, five pillars of content, five things that identify who you are as a person. So when you're thinking about social, one gets to be real estate, but then four is like why somebody would hang out with you on the weekends, or like what makes you tick, or why, like what your interests are. Because for me, if you watch my social, you're going to know that I do real estate and being an entrepreneur, which is my job. Then you're going to see me talk about my kids and my husband because they're my favorite. Then you're going to see me talk about multiple streams of income because I believe in that. You're going to see me talk about personal growth and positive body image because I've had 3 kids in 4 years and it does a number. And then you're also going to see me talk about like living my best life. And so I have different things that I talk about and they might find me because I'm in real estate, but they stick around because of those other four things. Like real estate is what we do. It's not who we are. And people get so stuck in like, I have to have the perfect life, the perfect job, the perfect hair, the perfect car, the perfect marriage. And reality is like, as you know, Shelby, like that's BS. That's not real. No one has a perfect life. And so when you constantly pretend that your life is perfect, you then become unrelatable. And people want to relate to someone. People work with people they like and they like you, but they actually have to know like who you are and what makes you tick. Mm.
You mentioned that 10 stories within 24 hours is what like the algorithm is looking for right now. Mm-hmm. How and where did you learn that? And I would love for more tips on stories.
Okay. So I am a little bit of a cheater because I know someone who works at Facebook. So I like learn when the algorithm changes,
amazing.
I share it on my YouTube channel. the thing that you can count on with the algorithm is it's always changing. So just when you feel like you're comfortable and confident and you got it dialed, it's going to change again. Right now, you're only seeing like 7 to 10% of your friends, only 7 to 10%. The max you can get to right now, I think, is like 40%. Someone said 42 the other day, but like that's kind of by design. The thing is, how do we get our clients, our community to care about us as a realtor? It's by talking about more than just selling freaking houses, right? And so what I love about stories is stories are like this back end view where like everybody wants to see the real scoop. Everybody wants to know what's actually happening in your world behind the scenes. And when they feel like they can get that like real look, they're like, oh, I'm friends with her. Like, yeah, she's my people. Like my posts are more well thought out. I'm like intentionally rotating between my five topics. But my stories are like hot mess express. I'm usually like dry shampoo, haven't showered in 3 days with all my kids, you know, like, but I also feel like that's more real life. And so a lot of people want to connect in the stories because they're like, oh, I'd be friends with her, right? And so it's funny because one of my streams of income, I have an anti-aging hair care and skincare company I partnered with. And I went on this listing presentation. I remember it was like a few years ago. And I did the listing presentation. It was like $1.7 million house in Meadow Vista. And I finished the listing presentation and they're like, okay, we're, you know, thanks for answering all our questions. The wife's like, now tell me about the shampoo. And I was like, what? And she's like, I looked you up. And I was like, oh, so I talked about it. But it's like, it's just so funny because like they want to know that there's more to you than just selling houses. I remember I used to like, if I go on vacation, I would hide it. I didn't want anyone to know that I like wasn't working. But now I'm like, work-life balance freaking matters and it's important. And so like I set boundaries with my clients. I have a script that I use to set boundaries because I feel like especially, what'd you say?
Share it. What is okay. The script?
So like, the thing is like, I feel, so say that you're going to like, you have a new buyer and you're like, okay, we're so excited. I just set up your custom portal. And you tell your buyer, so I'm going to pretend you're my buyer. Okay. So you're sitting with me. We just caught up your custom portal. We're so excited. I'm like, okay, Shelby. So I want to make sure that as we're going through this process, you're going to be super excited, but I also want to make sure that like we have some healthy boundaries and I'm not like stalking you all the time while you're buying a house. So what time would you say you like wake up and kind of like get to the office in the morning?
Do you want me to actually answer?
Yeah, pretend like you're a buyer.
Okay. I wake up at 5 o'clock almost every day, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little after, and I am working by 8.
8? Okay, cool. So 8 o'clock. I definitely will not be calling you at 5 because I will be asleep, but 8 a.m. noted. And then what time do you get home and kind of like start to unwind for the day, like make dinner?
Around 5.
Around 5. Okay. So it's probably safe to say that the best time I'll reach out to you is going to be between 8 and 5. And what's funny about that is your hours are very similar to mine. I'm actually available from 9 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. Now, obviously, if you have an emergency or you need me, reach out. I'll do my best to get back to you. But otherwise, I'll get back to you the next business day. And you're like, okay, cool. Like, sounds good. And everyone says, okay, sounds good. Now you notice I led with you. I never lead with like, so my hours are, I lead with you. I ask you about you. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, yours are just like mine. Whatever yours are, I'm going to say they're like mine, but then I'm going to say what mine are. And you're going to say, that's great. And then what happens is you go home and you pop open a bottle of wine and you're looking through your properties and you're like, oh my God, it's 9:30 at night, but I found the house. I'm going to text Rachel. So Shelby, if you text me at 9:30 and I respond, like I now set my new boundary at 9:30. So it's like, if I don't respect my own boundary, how can I expect you to? So what happened is I started having this conversation with my clients. It does not work to have it with clients who you're already working with. Cause if they talk to you at 9 o'clock at night and you're like, oh, new boundary, they're like, you're weird. Stop it. But for all new clients, I have a contact form where I get the client's information. And then on that information sheet, I say like, when's the best time to reach out to you? And like, what are your hours? And then how do you like to be contacted? And I like pray they say text message. I had one like write down facts the other day and she was 94 and I was like, awesome. Like,
oh my God, no. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So anyways, with this process though, you start to teach people how to treat you. And what happens is they will text message me at 8:30, but they will say, hey, Rachel, I know it's after hours, so don't respond till tomorrow. And then they tell me, and I don't respond until tomorrow. You'll feel like you're letting people down. You'll feel uncomfortable, but eventually it'll start to feel very like empowering and you'll be like, I freaking got this.
Rachel, you mentioned that you got over 100 referrals off social media last year.
Yeah.
Help, tell, everything.
So I have a love affair with social media because like I started my business with the door knocking and open houses, but I quickly realized that if I was going to have kids, that pace of lead generation, the 300 doors and the 200 doors and the 3 open houses, like I couldn't do that. So I wanted to find a lead generation lever that worked for my lifestyle where I could build my business, but do it on my terms. And the thing I love about social is like, while I do understand sometimes real estate can feel like an emergency, it's actually not an emergency. We are not saving lives. We are not like dealing with life and death situations. We're just selling houses. Our clients are going to feel like it's their emergency and they're going to freak out. But like, we have to stay on our happy little island of like control over here. And so with social media, I just got really intentional on building. So I have like a 9-step social media model that can be our next episode with you. But I have a 9-step social media model that I walk through on how I built my business. And so we have real estate's a 7-figure business for us, but we have 3 other 6-figure businesses and all of them are through social media and with this model. But essentially it's just knowing like how to post, really to get engagement and have that interaction, when to post. I always post first thing in the morning. I have the most amount of time for people to respond throughout the day. I believe in having an 80-20 principle. 80% of what I post is personal. It's what I'm doing, what I'm reading, what I'm eating, what makes me tick. And 20% is going to be business. And then I have like a bunch of other, I have 5 different like lessons that I follow in my social media business model. But essentially it's adding value. Like I add value every single time when I get on social media. And the reality is you're either educating people or you're entertaining them. I'm either teaching them something or I'm making them laugh and entertaining them. And in a good social post does both. So like my reels, my last 2 listings came from my from reels that I did. The one I just went on today came from a reel. And, you know, I'm really intentional about my reel is usually 7 to 10 seconds long. I pair it with trending audio, intentional hashtags. I have a really good hook on it to grab the attention. I always have a call to action in the end, but my reel is short and grabs people's attention. And then the caption is where I educate. That's where I position myself as the expert. And it's just translated really well. And it's helped us grow with followers, but also with referrals. And like, you know, now I have agents all around the country. I get to coach to do the same thing. And then like imagine getting 20 more pieces of business each year from social media, or 30 or 50, like it can change your entire life. And so for me and my business, social media is a huge piece. And I use Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Those are my platforms.
And if you guys want to go check her out, I've been looking at her Instagram page. She is Rachel Adams Lee, L-E-E, on Instagram. So you can go check it out and then see what's working for her. And guys, R&D, rip off and duplicate. Also hit her up, of course, for her coaching, all the things. But you get what I'm saying.
That's like R&D is like the way to do it. Cause that's like when I was a new agent and I wanted to like do a listing presentation, or like, I was like, can I go with you to these top agents? I'm like, can I go with you and just like, listen, I'll unlock your doors. I'll do showings for you for free. Like if you want it,
I did the same thing.
Yeah. But we're hungry. And then you become successful because you're doing the things you need to do. So many agents are like, oh, the market sucks. There's no inventory. And I'm like, if you feel that way, but also there's a ton of opportunity if you're willing to go get it.
Okay. You mentioned scripts. You clearly are a script machine. So when you were starting out, I guess primarily, like when you didn't have someone to script, like how did you practice? How did you get good at scripts? Who are you learning from, et cetera?
Yeah. So there are so many amazing scripts that you can get on YouTube. And so like, I would say best script for converting an open house. Like, so I actually on my YouTube channel, I have an 18-minute video for how like my whole open house process, but we just got like a $1.7 million buyer from one of our open houses we just did. So I'll give up, my scripts are all on there. But the biggest thing is like when you first hear a script, you're like, that does not sound like me. That feels weird. That seems robotic. I would never talk like that. And that's how I felt when I would read a script. I was like, I would never say that. But the thing is, I can't master anything if I don't know what I'm even doing, right? And so what you do with that script is you listen to the script, you read it, then I would take it and I would write it out, because I do better if I write something down to like soak it in. And then I'm also like slightly dyslexic. So I like mix words up. Like, and so I have to be really intentional to like write it out, because otherwise like it gets confusing in my head. And so I practice it over and over and over. Find an agent in your office, go online and say, hey, I'm looking for a script practice partner in a real estate Facebook group. You'll have 50,000 people reply and 2 of them will actually do it with you. But what you're going to do is you're going to write the script. You're going to listen to it over and over. You're going to practice it. And then you're going to memorize it. And you're going to say it verbatim over and over and over every single day, verbatim, exactly how it's written. And then once you've mastered it exactly how it's written, Then you put your tonality onto it. Then you put your voice and your personality into it. Mr. Seller, I totally understand that you don't want to have to pay, you know, a commission. I get it. I totally understand how you feel. I mean, I would want to net the max that I could too. My concern is that if you don't want to pay a commission to the buy side of this property and your neighbor Joe has his house on the market, he's going to pay the commission. Agents are so much more likely to go to show a property where they're going to get paid on it. So essentially by you not paying an agent commission to the buyer side, you're just helping sell Joe's property. And I don't want that for you because I want you to net the most money you can so that you can go to Tyler, Texas and buy that dream home. And like, you'll notice that when I'm talking, I touch my heart a lot because whenever I feel something, I touch my heart. That's how I am in real life. So that's how I am with a script. That was just a script. That's just a commission objection handler when people don't want to pay commission. Right? And I get it, right? There, but every script that I've heard, I listen, I memorize, I write it down, and then I make it my own. So that's how I would suggest to do it.
Yeah, I love that. Because some people will talk bad about scripts, but it's like scripts, they work, but you have to embody them. Just like you said, yes. It's like if you're reading off, obviously they're not going to work because someone's going to be like, you're reading off a script, you're not a human. But yeah. Once, as soon as you like embody it, and then you mentioned tonality, which was one of my favorite things, and also friggin' hand gestures. There's Vanessa Van Edwards. I don't know if you've heard of her. Like, listeners, go look her up. She's awesome. She wrote a couple books on it and the power of like gesture and the head tilt and all of these like psychological little cues that will turn a script into a like compelling art of persuasion.
I love it. Well, and I'm totally a karate chopper. Like when I talk, I always move my hands. So if I didn't move my hands, like it'd feel freaking weird. I'd look weird. I'd feel weird. I'd be like, this is wrong. It doesn't feel right. Like, you know.
Before. Okay. So now we've talked about over 100 referrals off social media last year, and we talked about scripts. I would like to combine them because if you mentioned before we hit record about having a new follower and being able to convert them into a client. And I do think a lot of people struggle with that. It's like, oh, I got a follower. Yeah. What do I do? What do I do now? So like, can you walk us through that?
You're such a good transition queen. That was good stuff. like you've done this before.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing. So I love having – so Shelby, where do you live?
I live in Lexington, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay, perfect. So Shelby and I are new friends, and I have an anniversary, and I go to Tahoe with my husband, and Shelby – so what happens is a lot of times with social media, people think like, okay, so I time block for my response time. I know you're shocked. So like I make my post first thing in the morning. An hour later, I go back in, I connect with everybody I like, I comment, I engage. Then an hour before the end of the day, I go back in and I do the same thing. I want to wake up the algorithm. I want to show people that or the platform that I'm doing the right thing. But most people think that those comments are the most important part of their social media. They're important. But say that Joe, I don't know why I'm using Joe, but Joe's my example today. Say that Joe comments on my anniversary post and it's like, happy anniversary, girl. And Shelby likes it. Most people look at likes and they just see this like vanity metric. They're like, oh, I got 100 likes. Cool. I got 200 likes. Oh, I got 50 likes. What I see the likes as an actual golden opportunity of someone who's literally saying like, hey, I'm watching you. I'm right here. I can build a deeper connection with those likes too. So I obviously comment to my comments because that's my time block time. But when I'm doing that, remember I told you I do my lead gen block for social? I do a 2-hour lead gen block and this is what it looks like. I go to a higher producing post and I look at my likes. So Shelby liked my post. I'm proactive. I'm going to go on Shelby's page and I'm going to see what's happening in her world. And I'm going to see that she just got back from a vacation to Hawaii. And so she liked my post. I'm going to send her a private message and I'm going to say, oh my gosh, Shelby, thank you so much for connecting on my anniversary post. We had the best time in Tahoe. I saw you just went to Hawaii. That resort looked incredible. Do you guys have any plans coming up for the rest of the year? And I sent her a private message. I led with something super personal coming in with her world. So it shows I'm paying attention. And what happens when I ask about you, Shelby?
Girl, I will tell you. I like Shelby. You better.
She likes me, but then she's also going to ask about me. And then we're going to have this dialogue and she'll be like, oh my gosh, I saw your little guys teething. Like, are you guys getting any sleep? Right. And we're going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now we're in dialogue. Before she just liked my stuff and it's one of my people that I don't know. It was a vanity metric. Now we're connected. And eventually when it feels good, whether it's same day, same week, same month, it just depends. when the transition feels natural, I say to Shelby, I say, hey, you know, I really feel like we align in our personal lives and I love getting to know you this last week, which makes me think we'd probably align in our business well. I don't have a great referral partner in Kentucky. Do you have one in Northern California? So this is how I get 130 plus referrals. I lead with the person. I build the relationship. And then when it feels good, I then transition to business. I think one of the biggest mistakes I see realtors make is they're like cold, it's the cold message. Someone like, hey, like you're not going to go up to someone in the grocery store and be like, hey, nice shoes. You want to buy a house? Like, no, that's freaking weird. Don't do it on social. Don't reach out to someone and intentionally just like, hey, do you want to be referral partners? No, because I don't know if I like you and I don't know your work ethic. Like, I'm not going to just send a referral to a rando. I want to have like a real relationship with you and feel like we align in our core values. And then only then would I refer business. So that's how, that's my script.
And at that point, once you have built a relationship, the likelihood of them treating an outbound referral that you give to them better is much higher, because the cold one, you know, if the client really sucks and whatever, like you can just kind of ghost and drift away. But like, if you have a relationship, like, man, I can't get on my Instagram anymore because Rachel, you're going to see my page and know that I failed you, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So at this point, let's take it a little further. We have done the transition. I don't have a great referral partner in your area, whatever. Do you keep the dialogue open on the DM? Do you try to get their data, put it into a CRM and do like a drip, or like, where does that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So like I have a referral partner. I'm always trying to help agents build their business. And so like, I love to get their emails because then I say something effective. Hey, I feel like, you know, now that we know each other personally and we're going to obviously be like besties doing referrals, I also, sometimes I come across like awesome podcasts or like, you know, a quote that I love. I'd love to be able to send it to you. Can I get your best email? And then they get added into my CRM and then they're a part of my world. And I'm very consistent with my YouTube channel and I'm consistent with like just coming up with different things that add value to realtors. So then when you're someone who's like asking someone questions they don't usually get asked and pouring into them in a different way, you become somebody they want in their world. And then if you make their world bigger and better, they're not going to forget about you. And then the cool thing is like Shelby now is in her office and five doors down, she hears someone saying like, God, I have a referral for Sacramento. And she's like, oh my God, you have to use Rachel. She's the best. So then you start to get these cheerleaders of people that are like wanting to help you build your business because you're helping build theirs. So for me, I don't always get to give the referral to someone if I don't have a referral, but I help them build their business. I help them think outside the box. I say like, people listening to your podcast are going to be like, man, I've learned so much from her. If I have a referral, I want to send it her way as a thank you. And that's the beauty of it, because then like people always tell me like, you should charge for this or you should charge for that. And like, I do a lot of free webinars and stuff because I want to add value to people and be someone they want in their world. And then if you keep just like doing the right thing and giving back in our industry, it always comes back around.
You mentioned you're really consistent with your YouTube, and once you have their email, they're a part of your world. Could you real quick go over what your CRM, like in your CRM, are you sending out your YouTube videos as like a piece of your, or what are you sending out?
Yeah. So I have like two different main databases. I have what I call my coaching database. So it's like any realtor partner, realtor partner, or like, cause I think I've got like, I don't know, 20,000 ish realtors around the country that I email often, like a few times a month. I'm not like a stalker, cause I don't like when I get emailed like every week when you sign up for like somebody's thing and then you're just like stalked, like those annoy me and I would unsubscribe. So a few times a month, like I come up with something of value to add the realtor side of things. But then on the separate side of things, I have what I call a 33 touch database campaign, where 33 times throughout the year, I'm reaching out to my clients and my community. Sometimes it's local pumpkin patch locations. Sometimes it's Christmas tree lighting locations. Sometimes like the one we're doing for February, we have two we do February. One is called Letter from the Heart. And it's a letter we send out to our database. This is not one I'm going to send to my agent partners, but this is Letter from the Heart. And it's three personal paragraphs and one business paragraph. And then we're also doing local wineries and breweries. Now, I'm not going to send that to my realtor partners because they don't live locally. So on my agent database side, so I use Brivity. That's my CRM and I'm obsessed with it. It's the best freaking thing ever. So I use Brivity and I do on the agent side, I'm all about like adding value to them, talking about open houses, you know, help them convert on social media, script, you know, how to embrace script practice, how you broke into the luxury market. So like anything to help them build their business, their mindset, that's the realtor side. Then my agent side, or sorry, my client side is all positioning me as the local expert.
Okay. So when people hear that, they're overwhelmed. They're like, dude, I want that so bad, but I'm literally stressed out just thinking about it because I don't even get them. I have a CRM and I haven't touched it. So can real talk, how long did it take you to build out? Did you actually build this out? Did you hire someone to do it? What does that back end look like?
So it took time, to be honest. Like I launched my coaching company, heavily in 2020. Like I was partnered with another coaching company and then started my own in 2017. But 2020 is when I really focused on, okay, I'm going to come up with like a schedule for my YouTube channel. And then whenever I create a YouTube video, I'm going to send it out to my database of realtors to help them build their business. My 33 touch database campaign, which if, what is it? I think if they email the goods at Rachel Adams Lee Group, I don't know if you can add stuff to show notes, but if they email the goods at rachel.adamsleegroup.com, they can get a copy of my 33 touch database campaign. But that is where every year I sit down with my agents on my team and I'm like, all right, you guys, who are we? How do we want to add value to the community? Like, what does this look like? And so sometimes like it is free stuff. Like one of our things that does very well is we say where kids eat free locally. So we literally have the days of the week. We made a schedule. Everything I do is through Canva. So it's really inexpensive. It's my favorite free graphic. Well, it's not free if you buy the upgraded one, but there is a free version. But everything's done through Canva. I am not a design person, so I hire that out. I will like come up with an idea and drop it on a napkin with like stick figures. And I'm like, make this pretty. And like, I don't do design. I know what I want in design and I'll tell you what I don't like about it. But like, it's developed, like I read, you know, my brokerage is all red. And so everything is red and I don't want red anywhere in my life. So like I'm all neutrals and I redid my step, but it's like, it took me time to rebrand. I'm 12 years in and I just rebranded for the second time after 12 years. Like the 33 touch campaign did not happen. I didn't have any money. They were like now we run out of movie theater for date night and we do family photos in the park twice a year and we do mommy's mimosas and Santa mimosas and Easter bunny mimosas because I like mimosas. And so we do a lot, you know, like, I'm the realtor with mimosas. It's fine. But like it didn't happen overnight because I was broke. I started in real estate, paycheck behind a paycheck in a super unhealthy marriage. I was super overweight because I was putting everybody else's needs in front of my own. I was definitely drinking too much alcohol and not enough water. Like this business is so amazing, but it can also chew you up and spit you out if you're not careful. And so it's like being so intentional with who I surrounded myself with, making good choices. Like it didn't happen overnight. It happened slowly. And that's the thing that I want people to be like aware of is like, you might look on social now and be like, oh my God, her life is perfect. She's got those three cute boys and made her husband's freaking hot because he is. And like all the things, but then like, you don't see me crying on my garage floor to get to a showing and having to siphon gas out of a motorcycle to a car because I was so broke. Like you don't see me having to borrow money from everyone because I had bounced all my, you know, I bounced checks. Like the reality of what you see now is not what it used to be, but just know that like it's all possible if you just like, my why was bigger than any excuse that I could come up with. I wanted this business so freaking badly. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to have financial freedom. I wanted to have kids. Like, you know, like we had four miscarriages on this journey of having our family. Like my life has not been like all sunshine and roses. It's had really tough moments, but like I know what I want for my life. I know what I want for the people I care about. I know how I want to raise my babies. And I know my team, like my real estate team, are the best freaking people on the planet. And I love on them. And we call ourselves like our work family. And like it all has come, but like one step at a time. And I mean, my first team blew up because I had no idea how to be a leader. And like it's like failing forward. It's messy. It's beautiful, but it also can like be so dang rewarding.
Rachel, we have talked about so much on this podcast.
Mom, what are you going to call this episode? Because we've talked about 75
Dude, things. I'm going to need like 20 minutes afterwards just to be like, what in the world? How do we frame this?
Well, yeah.
Before we had to wrap up, is there anything that you like really wanted to hit on and cover that we didn't touch on?
Oh gosh. You know, I think the biggest thing is just like, if you're having a tough day in real estate, know that you're not alone, but get some good sleep and know that tomorrow is a new day. And if you need some like positive inspiration, you can always reach out to me. My DMs are always open. It is not anyone else who responds to you except for me. I did give you guys 22 tips for how to build your business through social media. I sent that to Shelby before we started. So you guys are going to get a little freebie. And you know, I think like you have to remember there's going to be days where you get overwhelmed. There are days you're going to get overwhelmed in this business because the buyer needs you, the seller needs you, the lock button getting put on, like your kid's sick, like things happen, life shows up. But the only reason that so many opportunities are coming to you is because of how you're showing up. You wouldn't get opportunities if you weren't doing the right things in this business and showing up and making your calls. And like every time that I get a phone call and someone's like says no to me, I'm like, okay, the next one's going to be a yes. When I was door knocking, I did 75 doors in 2 hours because I'm a chatty person and it takes me a long time when I like will always stay at your door and ask you one more question and be like, do you want a hug? Like I'm a hugger. But like the thing is like, I always was like, that next door is my next listing. That next phone call is my next expired. That next communication is my next referral. So I always just think the next one is what's going to help me build my business. And I think it helps you keep going and keep growing because like there's no cap on what we can do in this industry.
Yes. And guys, for her 22 tips, go to realestaterockstarsnetwork.com and go to the toolbox. It's for free. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing that with our listeners. And okay, wrap up question number one. What is your favorite app or tool?
My favorite app, is E-News Aloud? No, probably not. So
you can use Google- whatever you want. Rachel, your world, I'm just living in it.
Google Keep is my favorite. I store like notes for clients in there, grocery lists. I can collaborate with my admin on like our lockboxes to make sure that we have like a system. So I prep my posts in there. I have my hashtag sets in there. So Google Keep is my most used app for sure.
It's a good one. What events are you going to in the next 12 months?
Okay. So I have two real estate conferences that I'll be speaking at
for my brokerage.
So Keller Williams, we have Mega Camp and Family Reunion. And then I'm a part of Place, which is my organization that I love so much. And they've enabled me to really help build my business and my team. We went from four full-time realtors in the end of November to now we are in the beginning of February and we have 17 realtors and we have like the most amazing freaking launch and pre-launch ever to get these agents in production. I'm so excited. Like so excited. It's been my last 2 months. I've been like tirelessly working on it. So I feel like I just need a martini.
And a mimosa.
I am a mimosa. It's together. It'll be gross. I have two real estate conferences. And then Built How is one that my organization I'm part of, they put on. So that's going to be really good. And then we're going to Tahoe. We're going to Hawaii. We're going to Mexico. I do date nights every Friday with my hubby. So yeah, that's my stuff coming up.
Very fun. Okay. How can listeners help you in your business and where can they find you?
I like it. I am in Northern California. I want all of your referrals. I'll take such good care of them. They'll be my best friends by the end. So Sacramento is where most people know, but we serve Sacramento. We serve the Bay Area, Placer County. So if you think of Northern California, just think of me. And we are really big with our communication. So you'll know when we've made contact with your client. When we have an accepted contract upon full contingency removal and when your check is on its way. Communication's number one for us. So we do that 4 touches all through email.
That is so nice. And your favorite place for them to reach out to you is Instagram or where?
Probably Instagram. Yeah. Like I respond to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm really bad at looking at my comments. So don't message me there. My team will be like, hi, you have 50 people to respond to. I'm like, okay, thank you. But Facebook and Instagram is my jam. So that's the fastest way to snag me for sure.
Okay, perfect. And her links, everything will be in the show notes in case you guys are driving and really want to catch up later. Make sure to click those, follow, like something because you might get a little DM from Rachel talking about whatever last thing you posted. So very exciting. And Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was jam-packed with information. Really appreciate you.
It was a lot of stuff. Yeah, I like we bopped all over, but I'm glad we got it done. Thanks for having me.
It was good. We definitely got it done. And yeah, guys, just a reminder, if you want to hang out with me and Erin, we are The Shelby Show and Erin Amuchastegui on the Gram. Always love to hear from you. And otherwise, that is all we have for today. Real Estate Rockstars, thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.